All you Disney heads, welcome to another thrilling episode of
Disney Channel Surfers.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Casey.
And we are related.
It's true.
I'm the brother.
And I'm the sister. And I have cats.
We almost lost some water. But yeah, we revisit a lot of the Disney movies from our childhood, and we rewatch them and review them and talk about them, and yeah.
Hell yeah.
And we've been doing something cool this season where we have you guys vote every week.
Which I love.
This week we had you vote between Inspector Gadget and Flubber. And the winner was Flubber.
Yeah, it was. I think this might have been a lose-lose situation.
We just
didn't know it.
You know, it gets that way when you have to match these up. Like sometimes, you know.
Sometimes
you just, because you can't let it be too one-sided. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you have one weird movie, you got to try to find another weird
mm-hmm.
movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a weird one.
It is.
It's based off of The Absent-Minded Professor, which came out in like the 50s or 60s, which was made by Disney.
I don't know what that is. Mm-mm.
But you know, that's what this is based off of, and that's where you get this professor who's very absent-minded, and boy is he. Yeah, we'll get into that.
We will.
More. Yeah.
There's some Disney adjacent related news to share.
Mm-hmm.
Hilary Duff, they might have canceled Lizzie McGuire, but Hulu has bought the rights to How I Met Your Father.
Starring Hilary Duff
is going to star in it, and I'm excited for this. It's not going to be directly related to How I Met Your Mother. It's just a similar.
So then why the hell call it that?
Because it's going to be the same premise where a mom is talking to her kids about how she met their dad. That's the only way in which it will be the same. Mm. Otherwise, it's going to be very much like her with friends in a sitcom-y fashion.
So this trying is basically to manage them doing Lizzie McGuire without doing Lizzie McGuire.
I mean, it sort of feels that way.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it, though. I love
Hilary
Duff.
Who's going to be her voice in her head? Because it's not going to be Hilary Duff actually narrating. You know that.
They need to not do that again.
Yeah, I think they're going to.
That was alarming.
And it's going to be... And watch. She's going to be British. Like, they're just going to say, fuck it. Like,
oh my God, that'd be amazing. Julie Andrews.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Gather round. Let me tell you how I met your father.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Oh my God.
Now we're going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's probably not going to be her. But yeah, I'm excited about it though, because Hilary Duff, I've told you guys before, I love her show Younger. That's gone on for 6 seasons, and sure. This is the last season, season 7, and it's over, and so I was kind of sad because I wasn't going to be getting
the star
of Younger. Her and Sutton Foster.
Hmm.
I would say they're equals. It starts out as Sutton Foster being the star, and Hilary Duff's character is always in it.
Hmm.
But you know, they end up splitting screen time pretty evenly. But yeah, no, I'm super excited about it though, because I like lighthearted TV shows, as we've discussed before. I feel like this is going to be a real...
You should check out the Public Broadcasting Network.
PBS?
Yeah. PBS. They do streaming shows and shit now.
Okay.
They do exclusive shows.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out. I thought you were, like, suggesting I watch Sesame Street
it's
or something.
It's that quality of show that I like now and then where it's, like, it's clearly not the best.
Yeah, I like stuff like that.
But, you know, but it's like decent enough quality. Like, they have a Little Women TV show.
Oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Which is kind of weird because, I mean, you know. You're going to run out of plot, right? But I mean, you can spin off into a bunch of different stories.
Absolutely. Yeah, each little woman could have her own little thing.
Because I was watching the first episode and I was like, well, fuck. I mean, it's basically the movie. Like, you know, it was really feeling like the movie. Like they did the whole the ironing the hair bit. Oof, man. Oh, Jesus. It's so rough. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. It was cool. I like that part because it's educational. I didn't realize like that's how you had to
curl and straighten her hair like that. Because
it was like a solid piece of iron you had to heat up, right? Oh, weird. Yeah.
I don't know that mom used that to curl her hair, but I know that she used to actually like lay her head down on an ironing board and have a friend iron her hair.
Mm.
Like straight to straighten it.
Yeah,
to straighten. Jesus. Yeah. But no, I just watched that the newer version of Little Women, the movie. And I love it so much. It's great, yeah. Oh my god, it's on Amazon.
I like that actress.
Oh, she's fabulous. And Emma Watson's in it. But yes, I know who you're talking about.
The one who gets married.
Yes, she's so good.
She's the runaway. What is her name, actually?
In real life?
Yeah. Because she's going places. Because she also did Midsommar.
Mm. You know, I wore an Outlander Druid dress to Comic-Con.
Florence Pugh.
A few years ago. And everybody thought that I was somebody from Midsommar, and I've never seen that before.
Midsommar ruins those outfits for a lot of people. Yeah. It sucks because it's associated with an awesome holiday.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome time, but yeah, they made it horrific.
Yeah, so everywhere I walked, people were stopping me, and they were like, Midsommar? And I was like...
Yeah, you need to watch that movie. Apparently, I need to, too, because it feels like I'm missing something.
Same, same. It's like a Swedish, Swedish, yeah.
Scandinavian.
Yeah. Film.
Blonde, white, like.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rich culture, though. It sucks that, I mean, that's kind of what you picture with Europeans is kind of the Scandinavian look.
You do, yeah, for sure you do.
They have a rich culture, though. Richer than Britain and... No, I won't say that. Because Ireland has a very rich history.
For sure.
Anywho, enough bashing of cultures. We've got enough of that going on in the world.
Yeah, we do, guys.
My goodness. Not from this direction, though. My goodness.
Mm-mm.
Not coming from over here. Uh-uh.
No way.
Nope. Instead, we are curling up watching some crappy... Okay, I mean... Just mediocre, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's very meh. This is a very meh movie.
I, like, remember watching this movie a lot. I don't even remember just watching it one time. I remember watching it a lot. And I remember laughing.
You were just stuck with content sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I remember laughing my butt off. Yeah. And this, like, I want to say, like, 45 minutes in, I was like, when was I laughing? And it's one scene that I remember clearly and vividly from this movie. It's the whole
fart joke?
No, the whole flubber scene where the flubber is loose in the house and dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And right. That's like what I associate with this movie.
Which is a weird sequence in and of itself.
It is. I think I thought the flubber was more of a character than the flubber is.
They should not be called flubber. Like, basically. Like, I mean, not really, because it's like you figured Flubber is going to be more of a central character and everything like that.
Yeah.
And the marketing makes it look that way, too. You thought you were going to get a lot more sentient Flubber, like, running around and stuff.
And I remembered having more, but it just... My brain remembered that one scene very vividly and none of the rest of the plot.
Exactly.
I remember Weebo. I like Weebo.
I love Weebo. Well, now I got... I've got issues with that character.
It's a little psychotic.
And it sucks that it's one of the fairest of them all.
Yeah.
As her voice. It really sucks. Like, that's kind of disappointing, too. Like, I would like to think that the voice of Ariel would be reading this and be like,
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, she's like a Wally-like character before Wally even existed.
Yeah.
Like,
especially
in all
her characterization is more impressive than the Flubber, really.
I would argue that her characterization is better than Phillips. Like
Phillips?
Yeah, you know, Robin Williams.
Oh,
character.
That's his
name is Phillips.
I didn't even know.
Mhm. Yeah, no, I would say that Weibo is the only one. Weibo, whatever her name is.
Weibo wobbles, only one. But she doesn't fall down. Except when hit by a bat. Okay.
For real. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
But yeah, no, I would say she has the most character arc of all of the characters.
Actually, yeah.
But
the only character arc.
Honestly, because we learn in the end that Philip didn't.
There's no character arc there. All
right, let's get into it. Let's tear Flubber. This movie apart.
First and foremost, I knew that Danny Elfman had to have done this music. I mean, come on. It screams Beetlejuice.
Totally.
Men in Black. Yeah.
Eccentric scientist / inventor. Check, check. That's my first note.
Yeah.
Because we got see that. A very, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids setup in this guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got like robots.
Yeah, they can never have normal houses, you know?
Yeah, no.
You always
never.
Gotta have like extensions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's basically got an observatory.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's got gadgetry. I love a good breakfast machine, and this Same. Is an awesome breakfast machine.
Same. I love that the guy, like the little robot, brings them the breakfast and the has very a towel.
Fake breakfast. But, yeah.
Totes. It is 1997.
But you know what? It still looked appetizing as hell. Like, you know, it's that animated and fake food look the best, you know?
Anime food.
Yeah, anime food.
Like, it hits at another level, doesn't it?
Miyazaki, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I owe Miyazaki. Like, food is a feature in his movies.
Yeah, there are a lot of
food
people
porn.
That go around and they, like, try very hard to replicate his recipes.
Isn't there like a Miyazaki cookbook at this point?
Yes,
I'm sure like,
we
could
find some.
Oof, there was should. This theater around us. We live in Pacific Northwest. We live in Oregon. And there was this theater doing a thing, which definitely pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were doing, okay, you would watch a movie and they would give you individual boxes to open and eat at specific times
oh
during
my God.
The movie.
Did you do it?
No, it's... It's
weird.
It sounds fun. It's a cool idea and all that, but it also, at the end of the day, it feels very like, it's like, what are we doing here? Like, look at all these individual boxes. Like, look, we got to throw all these away.
Yeah,
now.
I get it.
I mean, the food's going to be cold. The food's going to be cold by the time you get to certain
You guys,
stuff.
It's Earth Day, and Happy we Earth need Day. To think about our planet and how
Gaia.
We can reduce, reuse, and recycle.
So here's the thing. Like, we forget about the reduce and reuse part, we go right for recycle. Maybe try focusing on those other R's, because
yeah.
those are harder than you think.
You guys, I am as snobby as an ex-biatch, but I love thrift shopping. Like, I can find something new to me anywhere for a fraction of the cost, and I'm, like, helping the environment by not buying brand new shit constantly.
Right.
You know?
It's true.
Yeah, check out your local thrift stores.
Man, we are so polarized. Trying to talk to a friend today, just texting, and it was just saying, oh, I'm going to cut back on weed a little bit, I think. It's starting to add up over time,
yeah.
And she's like,
it's expensive.
Oh, well, you got to get the deals. I was like, oh, no, I do. Like, you know.
Right.
It's like, how dare you? Like, of course I get the deals.
I get the deals.
Like, it still adds up, you know?
It's expensive.
And she's like, well, that's because you're buying it from Portland. Like, at least out here, we support our local growers. Like, that's really weird. Because Portland, they are obviously supporting local. Like, they're providing it's from local vendors and stuff like that. What are you talking about? Your kids are the only ones, like, apparently out in the boonies, they're the only ones supporting their local growers. Maybe you're buying it from the source, and that's really, like, yeah, supporting, because you're buying it direct, sure.
And that's really fortunate that you have that option, because not everybody knows how to go about that.
See, exactly. So I just didn't like that it was like, freaking Portland. Oh, because she said, it's like, oh, take that, you peace pipe smoking bitches or something. It's like, what the hell? Like... And the
aggressive.
Things that we attack people for, it's
yeah,
like, it's like those progressive, like those liberal, like this and that. Like,
no.
Yeah.
I too aggressive.
Too aggressive. We're too polarized.
Too polarized. I agree.
So Flubber, yep, open up with, so Robin Williams, you think he's going to be the saving grace of this movie. He kind of is, but also just doesn't feel like he's got a lot to do. This really sucks because this was kind of his return to Disney.
Yeah. This... was made in 1997. At the time, Robin Williams was doing a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. He was in high demand. Yeah. When Disney came to him with this idea, a lot of people were really excited. He was returning to Disney. They thought that he was going to bring it. Mm-hmm. This got a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the critic reviews that I read that I agreed with said that the movie seemed tired and so did Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's the thing. It just never felt like it took off or anything.
No. I can tell he's given it.
Well, maybe that was the part of the thing. It's like they were like dancing on or walking on eggshells because they're just like, okay, this is our first Disney movie with Robin Williams back. Do not fuck this up. Like, he's really sensitive right now. Like, he's in high demand. So we just got to, it's like, well, can we like give him stuff to do? No.
Well, and I guess that the, I guess whoever was like, I don't know, directing or in control, like, didn't really let him go off the book. They wanted him to stick to the script too.
Well, I heard so Will Wheaton, who plays the college kid, the one who's kind of the catalyst of all the problems, really.
Yes, the one with the daddy.
Will Wheaton, he plays Gordy in Stand By Me. Yeah. And went on to play Ensign Crusher. Like, I know his last name's Crusher, but I'm blanking on his Wesley from Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, cool.
A character that people ended up hating, but I actually really like, because he is kind of the precocious, like, kid genius character. Mm-hmm. So it could be annoying, but I liked him anyway. He said that they actually allowed, so they would do one take off, like, on the script. And then we do another take for Robin Williams, basically, where he was allowed to improvise.
Mm.
But they never used any of those other takes. Whoa. So it's really fucked up because, see, that's what's missing. It's like, we need more of those Robin Williams, like, candid moments. Because that's what we, frankly, let's face it, like, all of the good performances are when Robin Williams is allowed to kind of
just be him, do his thing.
Roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want. Like, again, it's like, that's what you want out of Robin Williams. What are you hiring him for if, like, you're gonna be like, okay, Robin, I need you to do this exactly. Oh, okay, well, I'm just gonna have a little fun with this. Like, no, I didn't hire you.
Yeah, it's so, it's,
I am
so
Mort
weird.
From Ork, okay?
It is. It's really weird.
Because they said it's like, we could have made a whole other movie with all the footage from those other takes. It's like, well, I want that movie. Like, I want...
Me too. I want those scenes.
Release the Robin cut.
Yes, release the Robin cut.
Very ridiculous, by the way. I hate it so much. The whole Snyder cut thing. Oh my goodness.
Oh, for Justice League?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
I just hate the whole movement. I hate the whole thing. I hate that they caved to bullies, like,
I guess it's a lot better.
I guess, but that's even more reason I don't like it, really. Like, because now, look, like, they're already doing it with other movies, and it's just gonna be every movie that comes out. It's like, where's the real cut? It's like, oh my
Jesus.
God.
Yeah, we haven't watched it, mostly because I just don't think that I have, like, the capacity to sit through a four-hour movie.
You can't. It's broken up in chapters.
I know, and Josh keeps saying, like, we could watch it in two nights, but I'm just like, my brain has to be in a certain space to want to watch, like, an action-packed movie anyways. We just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's a great movie.
I fucking loved it.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Should. It's a great movie.
It was so good.
It's one of Leo DiCaprio. So Brad Pitt deserved Brad Pitt deserved the supporting actor nomination and win, but Leo DiCaprio deserved a win too. Like,
he,
you know,
did. He
it sucks.
Is...
If he hadn't have won the award for The Revenant, he probably would have won it for this one.
Yeah, he was fucking fantastic. Like,
he's got a lot of those moments, though.
I kept pausing. I do too. I kept pausing and looking at Josh and being like, you know, I keep forgetting this is Leonardo DiCaprio. That's how good he's acting right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I was able, like, I got so stuck into his character.
Yeah.
And I always think anytime an actor can play an actor, they're extra good.
Yeah.
And he does such a good job. And, like, his freak out that he has in his trailer.
That's my,
like,
favorite
oh
part.
My God. So good.
It's like, if you don't do this right, I'm going to shoot you in the fucking head. Like, it's like, we've all been there. We've had those moments with ourselves.
And that little girl, she was so
that's,
cute.
And that's my other favorite scene is that whole moment. It's okay. Like, she just patting him down.
Like, it was so good.
Yeah.
So good. Really, I loved it so much.
Yeah. Good movie.
Good movie.
Better than this movie.
Yeah, so, I don't want to talk about this movie.
he's got Weebo, which Weebo is like a little, like a drone, but yeah, very much like a Wall-E type character floating around.
Yeah, she's cross, very cute. A
really good cross between Wall-E and Eva, really.
Really, yeah. She like pops up a little screen and shows different Disney cartoons and movies.
She's a bit of a quipster, but with images, with moving images. Yeah.
Voiced by the famous Jodie Benson.
Yeah, man. Jodie Benson. Like, I didn't realize it as a kid, which is so weird. Like, you'd think we would make those connections.
Well, she does a different voice for this, yeah.
And you can hear it in parts, especially when you're listening for it now.
Yes, totally.
And yeah, she wishes him a good morning, Mr. Robin Williams. He wakes up and everything. He can tell something's a little off about him. And we get the, like, so Weebo, like, is going over his itinerary for the day. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, there's something else tonight. I know it. I knew it. And he's, like, looking at the screen.
Yes.
And then he looks away and the scheduled, like, apparently there's a wedding tonight.
Yeah, his wedding.
And he looks back up, and it goes away. And so we get our first hints of something might be rotten in the state of Denmark when it comes to Weebo. This was the first time I was like, is she?
Yeah, same.
Is she sabotaging this wedding?
I was like, this feels a little fucked up. I don't know. And so then we get a shot of his fiance in her dress.
Yes. It's a lovely dress.
Yeah, she looks great. For the time. It's very 90s, but it's very cute. It doesn't have the big shoulder pads. Mm. So
strapless.
Very lovely. She's talking to her girlfriend while she's getting fitted. And her friend says, really good idea to go with the big church wedding because he won't forget this time.
And, they've had to reschedule or something. No, he has straight up forgotten.
He's left her at the altar. Not once.
Not twice.
Three motherfucking times.
But three times. Or wait, I'm sorry. This will be the third time. Okay. So that's a little bit, not much though,
it's
folks.
Not better.
Like, I'm
it's
sorry.
Not
like, after number two, you're done.
Yeah.
No,
honestly,
you know
after
what?
Number
after
one.
After number one. Yeah.
Like, if your person isn't dying or saving someone that's going to die.
If it's straight up the excuse, it's like, oh, that's just
Philip. I just forgot. Like, nah, bruh. We done. But like, yeah, she's having a big wedding too. So it's like, she's just amping up for that humiliation.
Because then that brings to mind, it's like, wait, did you pay for this shit? Did you pay for these ceremonies all these times?
Yeah.
No, he'd be, oh. And somehow you'd have to sue him too. Because, it's the American way.
I don't know. I just, what the hell? I was horrified. I was like, oh, he's not a good fiance.
And it really sucks because, again, it's Robin Williams. Like, I think part of the rewatchability with this is it's like one of the, accessible Robin Williams movies we had, you know?
But yes.
You had this, you had Jumanji. Like,
yes.
Yeah, Robin Williams had Jumanji. His hot period there and everything.
He did, yeah, it's rough.
This should have been great.
It should have been great. So he goes to school and he walks into an art class where they're painting slash drawing nudes.
I loved that. And I remember as a kid, I was like, oh, that's risque. Like, she's obviously nude in the middle of this classroom.
She doesn't have a bra on.
Yeah. What the heck? She's covering
my
herself.
My lantern.
Yeah.
No.
And he realizes, oh, this isn't even my class. Okay. People... There's absent-minded, and then there's Professor Philip Brainerd. What the hell is going on here? This guy, I don't know what's going on.
I will say I am a pretty forgetful, absent-minded person. I just am. It's never out of anything mean, and I like to think it's not out of being selfish.
It's because you love Sarah.
It's because I love Sarah. No, it's because I get distracted, but I do remember for important shit. And I make sure that I remember for important shit. And this guy made me feel totally normal. Because he's terrible. He's at lunch. And she joins him.
Yes.
Her and her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to remind him about the wedding. And if I were her...
He doesn't even get the hint, like,
Yeah, if I were her at this point when I realized that he'd already forgotten, I'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
We done. But she's like, don't forget, tonight at 6. And he's just like, okay, I would never.
And he's like, don't forget. And he's like, forget what? It's like, what the fuck? Okay. And this is what I mean. Like, this absent-minded thing, it's very selective. Yeah. It's like, sometimes he forgets things that happened a week ago. Sometimes just seconds ago, apparently, because she just went over this with him. And it's already, he's already like, wait, what am I forgetting?
She's very nice for reminding him that way. He's too scattered.
Brain damage going on.
Weebo has feelings and she wants him.
Like, clearly. Like, when did... Like, I already was privy to it, so I can't even tell when they were trying to, like, lead us into it. Because it seems pretty obvious.
Yeah. I would say, like, so she gets him ready for the wedding when he gets home. And then he... She's acting like she feels sick. Weebo.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to feel her forehead and asks her if she's hot. And then he realizes something about cold and how that's going
to... Hot, cold. And see, okay. And then they try to wrangle us into this science talk, which doesn't make any... Like, I needed it to make some sort of sense.
Yeah, it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Or you need to be able to Dr. House it and, like, do a metaphor for me or something.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our first... This is our introduction to Flubber, really. This is the begin, middle, and end of it. Hot, cold, this or that, blah, 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 and you... Blah, 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 and here we go. And now he's off and running and creating this thing, whatever it is. Again,
We also meet Wilson at this time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, so apparently, yeah, the school is going to lose its funding or something like that. Mm-hmm. Isn't that always the case?
And Wilson says, I'm here this weekend to steal your fiance and make her my wife.
What the fuck? Yeah, this villain sucks. Because
he's not great.
It is the most mustache twirling, like, two-dimensional villain character, which sometimes can be fun. This one is not that fun for me.
I could tell they were really trying for, like...
I mean, this actor plays this character all the time.
He does.
It's the character from Happy Gilmore, for goodness sakes. Like, he even said, like, he turned it down because it's like, I've played this part before.
Yeah.
But when he heard that...
Robin Williams was going to be in it, he was like, no, it's going to be something.
Yep.
And it got a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Poor guy.
So
that's our villain. One of our villain characters.
Yeah, that's, like, our sort of villain guy. At this point, Robin Williams, or Philip, whatever you want to call him, figured it out, and he is making Flubber.
Mm-hmm.
Things are exploding.
He goes from hot to cold really quick, I guess, because that's what the problem is. It's like, wow, that seems really easy solution. Does that, blows up the house, but the canister that the compound is in. Is preserved.
Right.
Kicks the thing, it opens, and there's this green goo that comes out.
Yeah, and I just kind of noted that he's so extremely chill about this very much alive substance that he just created.
Like, creating a substance is one thing, right? Like,
it is alive and, like, purrs at him.
It communicates. Yeah. It knows what shave and a haircut is immediately.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
So he takes to that pretty quickly. Flubber,
because it's...
Interesting design.
Flying rubber.
Flying rubber.
Guys.
Interesting enough, like, idea, I guess. The animation, though, is very, very much, Dancing Babies 2.0, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just one step above that kind of dealio. Yeah, it just doesn't quite hold up for me. Like, it's Flubber is so created and everything.
Right.
So a lot of bouncing all around.
Flubber does not like the flash on the camera. Weebo tries to take a photo, and Flubber goes crazy. I think that the one funny thing in this movie that happens throughout is there's this bit of this kid that's scared of monsters.
Yes, this is great.
It's like one of my favorite parts of the movie.
It's really unfortunate because this kid is traumatized.
Yeah, so much trauma. He's like telling his dad he's scared of the window being open, which, you know, all of us at a certain age wanted those curtains closed.
Fuck yeah.
When we were little, because it did look scary outside. And his dad's like, look, nothing's going to get you. Nothing can come through your window. And then the Flubber zooms through the window and starts bouncing around, and the kid is screaming. And this happens throughout the film, and it's pretty great.
Yeah. He catches Flubber in the glove, names it, gets knocked out.
Yep.
So now he's going to harness this compound.
Yeah, so he's like up all night trying to figure this shit out. Because he wants his car to fly.
Yeah.
So, like, gets his car going and everything. And then realizes, like, oh, shit, I was supposed to be married. It's 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. I'm late for the wedding. 6 o'clock
the next morning.
Which is insane. How would you not know? You stayed up all motherfucking night.
And why would your alarm go off at that time? Like,
yeah. You know, he's crazy. He is. So he rushes over there. And, of course, you know, she's mad. She says, you broke my heart so you could stay home and make some green goo.
He's like, how dare you? This is going to save this school. It's a metastable compound. So if you initiate a small amount of energy, it reacts with a big amount of energy. So all you have to do is bounce Flubber and it like accumulates, whatever. Mm-hmm. Gathers energy.
Energy source.
Yeah.
My cat, guys.
So yeah, I don't. It goes to the college. And he's gonna demonstrate the Flubber for his fiance by putting it in his back pocket, and he's gonna drop out the window and bounce back up. Doesn't work out that way because the Flubber just falls right out of his pocket. Really shittily designed pants.
Yeah. Shitty pants. He's fine though, and she's mad, and it's fine.
So, another subplot where this kid, Will Wheaton, is a college kid who's not on the basketball team anymore because Brainerd flunked him because he has principles.
Right.
So this, and this is very relevant. Like, we had that whole case with teachers, like, basically buying off their kid's ability to get into a school, which happens every day. Like, still is happening for sure.
And very privileged. Becky from Full House.
Yep. Very she privileged. Brought
her children into college. Went to jail for it.
William H. Macy's wife and shit. Yeah. So yeah, he's like, well, I mean, if he's got principles, it just means he can't be bought cheap. Like a very waspy mentality.
Right.
So you got this whole other plot with this kid who was slighted, and now they wanna either bribe or threaten or something to the professor to get him to make the kid pass.
Yeah, it's weird.
And we got these two goons working for this rich
goon one and
guy.
Goon two.
One played by Clancy Brown, who's the voice of Mr. Krabs in SpongeBob SquarePants.
I did not realize.
And the other is Buffalo Bill from, or Buffalo Bob? Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. A very scary character.
Yeah.
So decided to be more family friendly.
Sort of. It's not really a family movie. I don't know.
So they go to spy on the professor, and he's working. He's gutted his car, and he's replaced it with the canister with Flubber in it. Except now he's mastered it to the point they put some sort of radioactive isotope underneath the canister to activate it and make it produce the energy that they need and everything.
Right.
So rather than having to bounce it around by yourself all the time, like they've isolated it.
Yeah, they're able to figure out how to control it.
So you're dealing with radioactivity here. Yeah. So this is a problem. Like, and I don't think it's worth it. Like, especially with where this goes, where it's like they're going to mass produce this shit. Good luck.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't want no radioactive. Well, I mean, we carry radioactive stuff with us in our pockets all the time, I guess. I don't know.
Basically it becomes the flying car in Harry Potter.
They specify how to go left and right, but don't really specify how you're going up and down and shit.
No, yeah.
That's always a question.
So, yeah, he drives around, looks at the stars and the sky.
I mean, these goons are spying on him the whole time. Oh, yeah, he's practicing with different materials because he's, like, creating different ways of using Flubber. So he makes a hand cream using powdered Flubber, and he makes a spray, an aerosol spray using Flubber. So he uses the cream to cover up a golf ball and a bowling ball, and the goons that are spying on him get hit by both of these objects, and they continue to like bounce like throughout the whole movie.
Right.
And maybe forever.
That is true.
One guy gets the golf ball, one guy gets the bowling ball. Why the guy who gets hit by the bowling ball isn't dead is beyond me.
And me. Why they chose a bowling ball is...
It's so... There's so many different options.
Yeah. It really felt sort of like a hijinks from Home Alone, like they were trying to go for that there, but it didn't...
Well, you got to get people in pain, you
know? It didn't land, guys.
This feels like a boy movie, doesn't it?
Kind of. I mean, I don't really know who this was written for because, I mean, as a child... Robin
Williams fans.
I did like it, but now I'm like, why did I like it? If I tried to make one of my nieces and nephews watch this, they would be bored.
Yeah.
They would be bored because
out of their minds.
It's a grown-up plot, like a man trying to get back his ex. There's no children in the movie.
Yeah, no, not really. You're right.
Peculiar. But it's not like actually romantic enough for me to like want to watch it ever again, really, you know? So I don't really know who it was meant for. Because there's romance, you know, which is for boys and girls, but... I don't know. It's weird. I don't know who it's for.
And then they think, oh, he thinks that this has a future in sports. I don't know if my mind would go there.
Same. I was like,
okay.
Will say I feel like this movie did like intensify the need to buy that slime stuff at the store that now is like everywhere.
Right.
But when we were a kid, it was like, kind of hard to get, and it was kind of expensive, and it really just got in everything.
Right.
So our parents would never buy it for us.
It's gooey.
Gooey.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Did they even sell Flubber? Like, they had to have, right?
I imagine they would have tried, think. Right?
Well, so he flies the car.
That's pretty cool.
Or he's got a flying car. Well, I mean, the goons go back to the rich guy, basically, at the end, where it's just like, dude, Nick, he's got some crazy stuff going on there. The rich guy doesn't believe him at first, but then he sees the bruises. And by the way, this villain, like, really sucks. This villain sucks. Like, luckily, we have the other villain who's really twirl the mustache.
Yeah, kind of. I agree.
Because this guy is very, like, nothing really fazes him. Like, one of the, like, most...
Stoic.
Yeah, stoic of villains I've ever seen. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
That's awful. Like, okay. How do you feel about that, though? Which kind of just strikes me. Like, he's just so rich. He's not fazed by anything.
Yeah, it's weird. His whole entire goal of this movie is to just, like, try to get his kid back into...
And he doesn't even like sport. The kid.
Yeah, it's weird. He does some spins in the car. He decides that he's going to relax, and then he turns the car off, which is so stupid.
Yeah, it rests on the clouds, which it couldn't do. It wouldn't be able to do that.
Right, and so then the car starts falling.
You can't activate it. Oh, Weibo goes along for the ride, too. We find out Weibo's car sick, though. Mm-hmm. But she ends up dealing.
She's fine. So then he finally gets the car to turn over, and he's down lower. And then he drives over and he spies on his ex. Not cool.
Yeah, not cool. And she's already dating that other guy. I mean, you know what? Yeah, no, she's free to do what she wants.
Yeah, fucking dating this other guy. Somebody else that will actually marry you.
He wants to arrange a little bet, a little wager. Mm-hmm. If the upcoming basketball game, if her team wins, which is the same college that Robin Williams is teaching at, if her team wins, she has to buy him dinner. But if he wins, they're going up to the mountains for the weekend.
And his
not a fair deal.
No. At all. It's super not. And her team is like...
Shitty.
Really shitty. And so...
they always are.
They depict them as
they're
like
the squirrels.
These nerdy kids with knee pads. And
I love the coach's pep talk where it's like, yeah, sure, they might man us, outgun us, out, you know, they might be taller than us, you know, richer.
He plays
better coached.
Ted from Scrubs, the lawyer. Mm. He in Scrubs is just always a basket case of stress about getting a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And I love this. He's pretty much the same character in this, but he's a coach instead. It's very cute.
Nice.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
Don't know his name, but I love that guy.
Robin Williams does a little test run with his Flubber product because he wants to make sure that their team wins.
Mm-hmm.
ultimately, like, not to make the team look good, nothing like that. No, no, no. Just to make sure that his fiance slash ex-wife slash girlfriend slash
whatever she is
Doesn't go to the mountains with this guy. Okay,
yeah,
fine, whatever.
This
whole testing sequence. Go ahead.
Weibo's going crazy, by the way.
Is she?
She is.
She wants to be human.
She does. So much so that she designs a human.
A human version of herself. Is this what Jodie Benson looks like? I don't know.
No. All right.
I
mean, maybe back then, I guess. It's been a long time. But
it's
not
a human
now.
Version of herself that goes all the way upstairs and is gonna kiss Robin. It's really awkward. See,
it's
this whole
the
thing.
Weirdest shit.
This whole thing is not okay.
Right. And so he wakes her up and whatever, and they figure out this whole basketball thing. Yeah, he's gonna take Flubber to go to the basketball game to cheat and win the basketball game and prove to Sarah that Flubber works.
And it's the same logic that Genius did, that DCOM,
yes.
Where it's just like, isn't this cheating? It's like, no, we're evening the playing field.
It's like, no, it's still cheating,
no, it's
bro.
It's cheating.
He tells Weibo, do not let Flubber out. Whatever you do, do not let Flubber out.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he leaves, she lets Flubber out. And cue the weird and the scene that I remember from the movie the most.
Because it's just a sequence to take a break and be like, oh, watch what we can do with our computers now.
So Flubber dances with
a lot.
With Flubber. There's a rainbow sprinkler outside.
We're treated to the Flubber Mambo, which
yes.
I love how the opening credits specify that Danny Elfman wrote the Flubber Mambo and he did the music. It's like, well, he did the music. I'm going to assume that he made the Flubber Mambo.
Weird. So all of that happens. The basketball game doesn't go.
It ends really weird, too, well, where it's like there's a male and a female version
Flubber.
Of Flubber, like, dancing together.
It was weird.
And then they do the big, like,
dip and
toss, like, toss her up in the air, and then it lands on top of her, and they become one? It's really
weird.
Yeah,
it was weird. It was weird as shit.
Really weird.
Really weird.
Okay. So, meanwhile, he's testing at the basketball court.
Yeah.
The different ways of using it. So I liked this idea of putting the Flubber on thumbtacks, which then you put on the bottom of their shoes.
Yeah, I like that too.
This was interesting because so you apply a thin layer of the Flubber on these thumbtacks and then put paint over it. And I guess the paint evaporates over time.
Yeah,
okay.
It was weird.
Sure.
30 minutes.
After 30 minutes, which is bullcrap because... See when they say that and calculate, like, he has to get to the college, he has to put it on them, they have to do a few innings, oh, I don't know what they're called.
Guys.
Yeah, whatever. We're calling them innings.
oh my god, I just don't know.
I don't know, it's a quarter, I bet. Yeah.
Sounds right, quarter.
They do
whatever.
A quarter
they
of a game.
The game.
Then the paint wears off and now they're activated, which I get why you needed to do that, but the timing just doesn't work. It's been way more than 30 minutes. You
yeah,
should have
and
said
also,
different.
Like, the way that they're playing, I mean, it's partly the computer generation is just not great here, but it would look insane if you were sitting in the audience watching these guys.
There's no way this would be allowed to proceed. It's like, okay, either we're all insane or, I mean, they're clearly cheating.
Like, yeah, like, there's like, no way that that kid can squat down and jump and... get to where he gets and
well down to the dribbling of the ball all
that
they have
was
to
insane.
Do all they have to do is hold their hand steady
yeah,
and it
that
just
was
bounces
insane.
Like rapidly
yeah yeah
and the yeah you have them jumping up in the air doing backflips front flips and all this stuff. At one point they discover the thumbtacks on the bottom of their shoes and they start taking them off and Robin Williams is like, hey, give me your sole. It's like, what? It's like, no, the,
oh yeah,
your
I
shoe
about that.
And he rubs the Flubber on the bottom of his shoe and it's activated
yeah, the
that
spray
way.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
It's just so weird. And
there's
convoluted.
No real payoff from this. There really isn't.
The announcer, well, by the way, the team's name is the Squirrels and the announcer has a lot of fun making nut jokes.
Yeah, that's true. Sarah is not impressed though. She's like, fuck off, Philip.
You are remarkable. I remember being really confused as a kid when she said, like, as a diss, where she's like, it's like,
you
that was Flubber. That was totally me. My invention did that. And she's like, you're remarkable. I was like, That's good.
That's a nice thing to hear.
That's good. Hey, that's progress. Yeah, people need to be, yeah, maybe we need to say different things, because remarkable seems like a generally good thing.
It is. It's, she doesn't do the right tone.
Yeah.
You're remarkable.
Like,
that sounds like an insult. Yeah.
Or even like unbelievable. It's the same thing, but unbelievable. Like, it's like, oh, shit.
No, yeah.
Unbelievable?
Uh-oh. She doesn't,
doesn't give it the oomph.
She doesn't have that sarcasm in her.
And the evil boyfriend guy played by Shooter McGavin, actor also known as Christopher McDonald.
Yeah.
He's like, tee hee hee, ha ha ha, I'm totally going to do your fiance. Bye-bye.
Yeah, rude. So Philip goes home to Weibo, the love for him. He tells her, Weibo, you're the one for me, Weibo.
She's like, oh, uh-oh.
Yeah,
is this what I wanted?
Yeah.
You're the one for me. And yeah, confesses that it's like, I'm not absent-minded because I'm distracted or, you know, all this and that. I'm absent-minded because I love Sarah. It's like,
it's,
well, apparently you've been absent-minded for a while, so that's bullshit.
Bullshit. Like, also, like, you can't, no. It really doesn't work as far as excuses go,
and right, exactly. You. It's like, how is that... How does that win her over?
And like, how does that, like, mean that you leave me at the altar twice? Like, if you love me if so love much me, that yeah. you're confused constantly or whatever, like, why didn't you show up for the two most important dates of your life?
Yeah, right.
Three, really. He doesn't fucking show up for the third. We'll get there.
My God, yeah.
So he goes to bed, and Weibo goes to Sarah to tell her. And she shows her the video that apparently she just can record you whenever she wants, or maybe she does it all the time.
Right.
Sarah she kisses Weibo.
Yeah, sure.
That's weird.
It's like, thank you so much. Oh, you saved our relationship.
And then Philip and Sarah go flying in the car. That's my next note. She goes to his house and wakes him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so happy, and then they go flying in the car.
Yay. And he's like, oh, we could totally make awesome shoes with this. And she's like, no. We could make flying cars. It's like, oh, right, totally. Both of these ideas, by the way, are awful ideas.
Yeah, can you imagine traffic control if everybody had flying cars?
We can't handle what we do on the ground.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to, A, put my life in danger by getting in a car and flying above the ground?
Yeah, no.
On top of that, add, like, other other vehicles in the air? No. Mm-hmm. No.
No, thank you.
No, the whole flying car thing, as fun as it is as an idea, let's not go there.
Nah, they should have been like,
can we not go?
We should sell this to airplane companies so
exactly.
that we don't have to use fuel anymore, and then it's an energy efficient. See, like, yeah. it would have been a very easy peasy, realistic, because the plane companies would pay a shitload of money for something.
Yeah,
like
I don't
that.
Like the way they went about it, where they go to the motor companies. No, you do not want to sell this shit to the motor companies.
Don't do that.
Especially the way they do it. They only sell it to Ford, so there's no competition. They, like, right? Like, this is capitalism. At its worst.
Yeah, not great.
They sell it to Ford, of all companies.
So while they're out doing that, the goons, one goon and two goon, show up and...
Yeah, they're gonna steal the flubber.
They're gonna steal the flubber.
Blubber.
And they kill Weibo.
They kill her dead.
Very
Johnny Five.
Yeah, it did feel that way.
Where she's kicking ass for a while, actually. She's kicking their asses. These poor actors, like, they had to react to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, and I'm sorry, the head injuries, my God. Like,
yes, they are, I agree.
So, yeah, Weibo gets hit by a bat, taken out, down for the count, KO. They leave with the flubber, right?
Yeah, they left with the flubber.
Which, by the way, the rich guy tries to make Robin Williams an offer he can't refuse, but he refuses.
Yeah, I like when he refuses, he says, if we wanted to make money, we wouldn't have become teachers.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
is sad and true.
It's true.
Yeah, so they took a flubber and they killed Weibo. Philip is devastated about Weibo.
Yeah. Which, this is great, Robin Williams acting and everything. But
he does really good here.
But
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just like, you know.
And I'm really emotional, so.
Right. Well, I was going to ask. It's like, I figured like this would have gotten you really good because as somebody who would be more upset over the death of R2-D2 rather than the death of Chewbacca, a somewhat humanoid figure. It's so weird that you would be more upset over a dead droid.
Why did you have to bring that up?
Over a dead mechanical thing. Not the humanoid, like, granted, still an animal, but more humanoid-looking thing. No, you would be upset over
really
a robot.
Fucked up. We asked this question in our family, and I answered without really thinking it through. And I, because I really love R2-D2, and I feel a very strong connection to this
robot.
Droid.
It's a robot. With no emotions, no facial expressions.
He fucking loves Luke more than anybody else has ever loved Luke.
Does he?
He came back
to
life for Luke.
He would ditch him in a second.
He went dead for Luke when Luke disappeared.
Was that for him?
Well, it was because he didn't want to live without him. Man. And then he came back to life to find him. So, you know what? Droids in Star Wars land have feelings.
No.
Anyways, but I would be devastated if Chewie died.
But not Weebo.
But Chewie is supposed to die someday. R2-D2 should never die. Okay. But not Weebo. I don't care about Weebo.
Yeah, poor Weebo.
Sorry, guys. I love Chewie, by the way. I love Chewie, okay? Don't come at me.
But
I love Chewie.
But we were happy there for like the 5 seconds that he was supposed to be. It's so funny. They're like, oh, we're going to get him. It's like, well, you really dropped it. Like 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, Chewbacca's not dead. Don't worry.
Yeah, that was.
Like, they were way too nervous about it. They should. Like, you usually hold that out until, like, you know, the last scene.
Second? Yeah, like, no the, way. They know, were like, no. Don't worry, guys. We got you.
He's alive.
Yeah, we didn't even have to really.
J.J. Abrams was just so insecure that whole movie. Just like, I gotta be better than that second movie. I'm taking
Poor
it
guy.
Back.
Poor guy.
You gotta discredit that whole movie in 5 minutes.
All right. Right. Bad guys killed Weebo.
Oh, and there's a sad. He's sad. She displays a word like at the last minute.
Yeah.
That's supposed to like lead him to her.
He says
last will, basically.
Sarah, what happens to the soul of a machine?
See this guy. See, yeah, I'm concerned. Like this guy wants to be
too,
with this robot.
Because also, like, he programmed the robots, and he clearly programmed too much free will into this one, or too much feeling.
Well, he explains that something, there was an anomaly with Weebo, and which is, like, really last minute thrown in there.
Yeah, it really was. I don't even know how to recreate her, is what he says. And she says, remember the last word.
And
he's like, it starts
one,
with an S.
Yeah, the one thing that he is able to remember, and it's not even associated with supposedly the most important person in his life.
Right.
No, it's associated with. Okay, so they see her little video about how, yeah, this is me if I was human. I've taken the liberty of making a new version of myself. I took out my flaws and inserted a little bit of you. This is creepy!
It is creepy.
This is weird! Like, don't be doing that. And what do you mean by inserted a bit of me? How? What? What do you know about me? Like, what part of me?
What did you take from my body?
I'm an idiot. Haven't you seen this whole movie? Like, what did you give her? Like, is she absent-minded?
I made you a daughter.
That's a very useless robot for me.
I made you a daughter. Love her as much as I loved you. Whoa.
What's the droid's name? Droid. What's the robot's name? Weebet.
Weebet. Weebet.
All right.
Philip and Sarah go.
You get the badass, like, driving off in the car, like, determined, like, it's like, we're gonna save Weebo. Well, Weebo's dead.
Weebo is dead.
So they get there. They come armed with flubber.
Yes, lots of flubber. Wilson is evil, obviously.
Of course. Was there any question?
Instantly, we knew that.
So
was
the rich, the rich guy is recruited Wilson to basically reverse engineer flubber, and he's working on it. But Robin Williams is like, hey, give me like 30 days. Let me show you how to really work with flubber. And it's like, okay. And then you give me 2 years of everything you create is mine. Terrible deal. Like, what is this? What is going on?
No, thanks.
But he agrees, like, just to get in the room.
Right.
They go in there and he's like, can I handle the flubber? Let me help you out. And he brings out this hand cream that has the flubber on it. These goons should recognize that cream. They saw him create this cream.
So. Yeah, they are not the brightest.
But then again, they do have brain damage.
Yeah.
He even says, like, hold it there, Einstein. He's like, Einstein's like, yeah, whatever.
They take out a gun squirt from gun. Robin Williams' pocket, but
is he gonna shoot him in the face? Like, he's like, before he knows it's a squirt gun.
I mean, it
like,
looks
let me
like
just
it.
Shoot this real quick.
Yeah.
Right in gun. His face, squirts it, so and then this some, terrible yeah, bit.
It's shenanigans. It's
like, here, give it to him, and he squirts him again. It's like, no, give it to him. No, in his hand, give it to him. So he squirts his hand. It's like, no, give the gun to. Yeah, no.
It's so stupid.
Way too drawn out.
And then we have a very silly fight scene.
Yeah, they're bouncing all around. They're bouncing because this is one of those like high ceiling like
rich
library
people houses. Mm-hmm.
Type rooms, and they've got busts of dead animals everywhere. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they beat
yeah, they're bouncing all over the place. They're jumping up and down. They're high fiving each other as they go, and they take out all the bad guys. And it ends with a nice old, like, Flubber is bouncing around. And Flubber ends up going down the throat of Wilson and
oh, yeah.
goes down the throat all the way through the body, down through the intestines, and out the butt.
Yeah, I just wrote, wow.
He farts him out.
Owen Wilson style. Wow.
Yeah, this poor actor, because, you know, he sees it in the script,
so
and he's like,
for him.
It's like, I guess I'm doing this.
Robin Williams is in this. This is my big shot. I'm going to become famous from this movie.
So are we going to clear the set for this part? Or it's like, no. Robin wants to see,
wants to be there
see
for
how
this
mechanism works that we've attached to your butt.
Okay. So then we see a newspaper hit the floor that says Professor Phillips Saves College.
Yay! So they got the funding and shit.
And he's dressed in wedding gear.
Mm-hmm.
Working in his science lab.
Awesome hat.
It
Tall
is
hat.
A fun hat. And she's
so we think
at
he's
the,
getting ready for the wedding.
Yeah, and he's like doing some science shit. So you're like, oh, is he gonna stand her up again? And then we see her at the altar with We Bet.
Mm-hmm.
And We Bet screen, and they're like, you may kiss the bride. And
you may kiss the video screen. Which, you know what? This kind of feels like. This is how weddings can go now.
COVID weddings.
And especially COVID weddings and shit. But I just feel like, you know, this isn't that, like, weird. Like, especially for busy people.
I do think it is weird for the wedding people
actually,
not
yeah.
to be together.
Yeah,
I don't think
true.
It's weird for your guests not to be there, for them to be on video camera. But I think it's weird for the two people who, like, legally binding kiss and signature needed.
Yeah.
aren't there to actually do that, but he says he's going to meet her at the reception, and she says, be careful, don't blow anything up, and...
He blows it up. Blows up the house. And then cut to this poor kid who's been traumatized throughout the whole movie. He's finally up in the air, 30,000 feet up in the air.
His dad's like,
there's no monsters or flying cars out there, you're fine. Kid opens the window. Wouldn't you know it?
Wouldn't you know.
They just got married, and they're flying in the sky. And by the way, if they were flying as high as they're flying, they would not be able to breathe.
Yeah, that's true. True.
And the kid, I love the look the kid gives his dad. It's like, you son of a bitch. I'm never fucking trusting you.
Yeah,
again.
Totally. Like, totally.
Millennial.
And
I do love the Wee Bet's last line, though, where she's like, he's a quasi-plazoid. If it's hot in Hawaii, I hope he melts.
Yeah, she's very much
we
in
all
her
do.
Teenage stage, apparently.
We all hope he melts. Don't worry. And that's Flubber.
That's Flubber.
Again, this is another one of those where it might have been more at home, almost at Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
It
they've already
a
got the
more
slime thing going.
You know? Yeah. All right. So that's over.
Yeah.
Let's rate it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right.
One. Two, three,
two.
Three. Yeah.
I almost went three.
That's like three.
I should go three.
Yeah.
Three.
Three seems about
three.
Right.
Because two, I've given to some things I really hate.
Robin
and
Williams
I don't hate
pretty
this,
great.
But...
Like, I got through it. I didn't want to...
I don't know that I'll ever watch it again.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I didn't want to, like, shut it off. I saw it through, but
yeah,
it
I
just...
watched it through as well.
Didn't really
I
blow my
Robin
hair back.
I love Robin Williams, and I, like... always want to see him on screen.
There's not a powerful enough message in it either. Like,
there's not. And right, what is like the message?
We said, what character arc did we really get?
Only Weebo's. Weebo is the only one that realized that she was holding him back. And that's a
problematic arc anyway.
She was holding him back and fixed his relationship for him. But that's still not, it's not a good...
Yeah.
What's your recommendation?
All right. I'm recommending Q, Into the Storm, which is a 6-part documentary available on HBO Max.
Woo-hoo.
We've all heard about QAnon and the insane... idiotic people who are following it. I don't care who you are. You believe this Q thing, you're dangerous. You are dangerous and need to, I don't know, seek help. I don't know.
Seek help
and try actually looking into other sources, because if you're on the Q track, like you're doing this thing that many of us are doing, which is just self-perpetuating your own theories, your own ideas. You're only looking at the ideas that support what you already think, so you're not being objective at all.
Right.
So it's a really easy thing to do in the internet age and everything, well, with the algorithm and stuff.
Yes.
I would recommend watching Q. Like, parts of it are a little scripted, which I don't like in documentaries, but there's enough real footage and real stuff going on that if I walk away from a documentary like feeling informed, like that's good, and it feels like it informs me and everything like that.
That's what I like, too.
And it just offers some interesting questions, like big questions, like whether you believe in QAnon or not, like it still presents like reasonable questions, like in a country that prioritizes like free speech and everything, what about hate speech? Like, apparently in America, like we have to allow that, but I'm of the mind now where I don't think we should be allowing hate speech in this country. I don't care if
You can say whatever the hell you want. Yeah. I don't have to listen though. Yeah. That's not a law.
Like, I know how proud we are of our First Amendment and everything, but no, it's time to readdress it, folks. Like, it's ridiculous now. You can't just say whatever you want without impunity. No.
Yeah. What was the documentary called?
Q Into the Storm.
Q Into the Storm on HBO. I am recommending a Netflix show called Dear White People.
Yeah,
I love this show so much. I have been waiting to start it for what feels like forever. I just have been busy, and Josh and I have been watching a lot of other stuff. I started it the other night, and I'm already through the first season into the second season. It's like funny. It's dramatic. It's informative.
Yep.
I feel like I'm getting like a whole picture.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Seeing sides of the BLM, you know, movement that I haven't gotten to see before. Things that I know, but like don't feel comfortable to speak to. Mm. Like I'm like learning from this TV show that's also very entertaining and very funny.
For sure.
I really, really like it. And
it's good.
I recommend it. I know some people that I know are uncomfortable with the title.
Sure. And that would be the turnoff and everything. But no, get over it.
But listen, like, once you start watching it, you'll get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't let that deter you from watching it.
And if it does, you're probably white.
And if it does, there might be an issue there.
Yeah.
Like, just watch it and see, because it's very informative, it's really interesting, and it's funny, and, you know, there's the drama to feed off of, and it's really good, and, you know, just suck it up and watch it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's great.
Open your mind.
Yeah.
All right. We got our recommendations. Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the vote.
Yeah.
This is the last one, folks. Last one, and then we have a bonus episode
of the season. Yeah.
So it comes down to this. In one corner, we have... And both of these movies are... So I've seen both of them. Mm-hmm. Casey has not seen one of them.
True.
So the big one that was always a favorite of ours when we were growing up, and it's just... It was great to have something that... was like Mary Poppins, but not.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yeah, we loved this so much growing up. Such a fun movie.
And it's quite long, so the fact that we would sit down and watch the whole thing is actually
kind of amazing. I remember our grandma had, like, in her guest bedroom, a bed, like, like the bed they have. You remember this?
Yeah.
And so I was always really excited to go and stay the night there because she had a Bedknobs and Broomstick bed. Yeah. Thing. So
It's great a great movie. It stars Angela Lansbury and I forget the actor's name, but he played Mr. Banks in Mary Poppins.
Oh yeah.
And it's about a witch who is assigned, I should say, three little
children.
This is during wartime, and it's really cool because it's kind of educational too.
Yeah,
because this is something that happened during World War II in Britain and other like European locations that were particularly dangerous. They would have the children sent off to more safe locations.
Yeah, like in Peter Pan: Return to Neverland.
Yeah, that's true. Same. Yep, exactly. So these kids get assigned. You know, so it's really troubling to think about because
it's horrifying. Like, I cannot imagine
being assigned a shitty household. Like,
I can't imagine being a parent and like not being able to go with your child either. Most of them had to stay and work,
and a lot of them died.
Yeah, so fucked up.
So, and yeah, these kids get assigned a woman to look over them, and it turns out that she's a witch, and think of all the fun that entails.
It's so fun.
So there's
music, and...
Yeah, it's a musical, and you got your partially animated and live-action sequences. Next, we got Mary Poppins Returns. This is our newest movie, but still...
Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yes, as the new Mary Poppins. And so we couldn't, like, put it up against the original Mary Poppins because, come on, it's no contest. Everybody knows who's going to win that one. Mary Poppins Returns is a little more polarizing. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. I have a conflicted feeling on it.
I've never seen it.
And it's just, yeah, Mary Poppins is back. She's played by a different actress, but she does a really good job. And it's just, and honestly... It's basically the same story, but just slightly updated. And that's not a bad thing, though. You like the original Mary Poppins, right? Well, this one's pretty good, too.
Yeah. So I think either way, choices. I think either way, it's a win for us this time, which is good.
Exactly. Because I know there's a lot of people who love Bedknobs and Broomsticks. So I think it's a pretty fair fight. So
I agree.
Don't just think that you have to go for the new one.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, in order to vote, you can look us. You can send us an email at DisneyChannelSurfers@gmail.com,
or follow us on Instagram at Disney Channel Surfers. Head on over to our Facebook page at Disney Channel Surfers.
Yeah.
You can also follow us individually. Me at Casey Schwartz
and me at Jacob Bean Watson.
Yeah.
And be sure to vote. We posted around Sunday around Sunday and end voting around Monday, Tuesday morning or so. So be sure to check that out and get your vote in because it is the last of the season before we do our special bonus episode. You don't get to pick that one. We already know what we're doing for that one.
And so we'll be taking a short 8-week? How many? Sorry.
Isn't it 4? No, is it?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe it's 8 weeks.
We need to look this up. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe it is 8 weeks.
We need to look this up.
Yeah, 8 weeks. Is it 8 weeks? We're on...
2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
8-week hiatus. And then we'll be back, but it'll be under a different name.
Will they be able to find us under the same channel?
Basically, like... I just feel like you're going to see the name change and everything changes.
Okay, cool.
Like, I don't think... Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. Like,
we'll see. We haven't figured out logistics on that part, but if for some reason you have to follow us somewhere new, we will be posting the episodes to the Disney Channel one as well. If for some reason we cannot change the name.
We're just making the transition.
Yes.
Probably going to be called Amazing Movies.
Amazing Movies.
Think about that.
We are going to have so much fun with it. I'm excited.
And it's basically just...
It's the same, guys. Don't worry. We'll still have Disney in there, too.
Yeah.
But we're just opening up to all movies. Yeah.
Anything we think is amazing.
Anything amazing.
All right, folks. Be safe. Take care. And we will see you next week.
Bye.